The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. They say that when you travel, you learn about yourself. But it wasn't until after I came home from my first trip to Haiti that I discovered what a complainer I am. When you meet new people and spend a lot of time together, it's pretty normal, I think, for the relationship to continue in your mind after you separate. If, as in my case, knowing these people meant that you had to learn a new language, the habit of putting together sentences to report your experience in that language doesn't turn itself off all at once. So in the culture shock weeks following my return, stories to tell my faraway friends would formulate themselves in my mind, little amusing tales that grew from my scattered, overfull days, little amusing tales which, even as I thought them up, I knew I would never tell. A tale maybe about how I was halfway through getting the snow tires off the car when I remembered I was supposed to take the kids to the dentist. Or perhaps the way I had to bulldoze a space for myself at the kitchen table, buried as it was in the remnants of kid snacks, homework, and art projects. Or the story of how the friend who was supposed to help me get a truckload of manure showed up drunk and it took hours. My Haitian friends might have enjoyed the stories, but they would have struggled to see the frustration or the humor. You have your own car? You go to the dentist when you don't have a toothache? Your kids snack all day? You have a big table in your kitchen? A friend with a truck? Wow. No matter how much I suffered, I just couldn't come up with a problem that would be much of a problem when I told my Haitian friends about it. A few months after I returned from that first trip to Haiti, my house burned down. But the tool shed didn't. And in that shed were more tools than I had seen in the entire village during my month-long visit. A Haitian who had nothing but that shed full of tools would have been a mogul and could live in it in a pinch. Complaining is a habit, and if I was going to complain about it, I'd call it boring. Yet we even managed to do it cheerfully, as when we say hello and add a little unsolicited grumble about the weather, a co-worker, or the Idaho legislature. It's as though we set a percentage in our head for the amount of experience that's to be rendered as negative and conjure the misery required to fill the quota. One of the reasons we do this, I think, is that we live with a non-specific sense that the world is messed up in ways that we choose, consciously or unconsciously, not to examine very much. The malaise makes its way to the surface and causes us to formulate our easy lives as riddled with hardship and trouble. There's a lot in the world we can't control, but we are the ones who set the meter in our head that says how much space the complaining habit will get in our lives. If the space is small, a lot less of our experience requires a negative spin. Nobody gets a life free of tragedy and disappointment, but did you ever notice that when something genuinely terrible happens and you truly suffer, you're too busy dealing with it to complain? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.